平安，我们有一点 set up 要弄一下。好，弄好了，我们再来一次。弟兄姐妹平安。能不能跟你隔壁左右握手，复活节快乐好吗？我们如果在复活节还不快乐的话，我们大概基督徒365天都不会快乐了哈。我们在复活节有特别的盼望，所以我们有特别的喜乐，可以吗？你们靠近一点，大家想到复活节的时候，我们就会想到一个生命从死里面复活过来。
So when we think about Easter, we would think about a life coming alive, being resurrected.
好像特别就是从死然后呢复活的一个过程。
So it is like a process of being from death to being alive.
没有人在这个世界上面，没有人喜欢谈到死亡，很忌讳的事情。
So that's not too many people in this world like to talk about that.
但是当我们看见死了以后会有一个很大的复活，我们就觉得这个死亡不是可怕的事情。
But when we see that we after death there is resurrections, then the death is not something that is so fearful.
所以我们今天我们特别要从耶稣基督他是一个生命的主，我们来看复活节。
So that's today we'd like to look from the Lord. He is the Lord of life, and we see that in this Easter.
当我们知道这个生命的主，他是掌管一切生命、一切万有的主，而且他从死里复活了，不再被死捆绑了，我们的喜乐就从当中出来了。
So our joy is based on the Lord who is over everything, and He is risen from the dead.
在圣经里面有一个故事。
So there's a story in the Bible.
就是讲到当耶稣升天以后，复活升天以后。
So let's talk about after He's resurrected.
使徒们他们有一次进到圣殿里面，他们到了美门口。
So there was a the disciple was in the gates of beautiful.
所以到了那个地方，他看见一个人在那边，好像讨饭一样。
So he saw there is a beggar there.
所以呢，使徒们就跟那个乞丐就说：“你定睛看我。
”So the disciples and asked the beggar to fix his eye upon him.
他就讲了那句很有名的话，金和银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来。哎，不错，大家对圣经很熟啊。
So he was talking about, I don't have any gold or silver, but what I have, I'll give it to you. In the name of Jesus, Nazareth, Jesus Christ, I will ask you to stand up and walk.
结果发生什么事情呢？
And then what happened?
这个瘸腿的就什么站起来，而且什么跳着行走，他跳着赞美神。
So the lamb was leap up and praising God afterward.
就很多人就很稀奇啦，哎，这件事情怎么会是这样发生的
？So people are amazed and did not know what happened.
彼得就回答他们的问题，这就是我们今天经文接下来要谈的事情。
So that Peter saw that and that's his response.
好，我们一同来念哈。我想时间不够，我念就好了，好吧？我们大家来看，彼得看见就对百姓说：“以色列人呐、为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？”就是讲到好像瘸子可以跳起来行走了哈。为什么定睛看我们，以为凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀他的仆人耶稣，你们却把他交付比拉多，比拉多定义要释放他，你们竟在比拉多面前弃绝了他。你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者，反求着释放一个凶手给你们。你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这事做见证。我们最后这一句我们统来念好吗？因为这是我们今天的主题经文，我们大家来念。来，你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活。我们都是为这事做见证。这就是我们今天所要来探讨的一个事情。当我在默想这段经文的时候呢，神让我看见几件事情。第一件事情呢，我们就讲到，对不起， 我们就讲到生命。
So this is the passage that we are going to focus on today. So when I was preparing for this sermon today, that God let me see a few things. The first thing is life.
第一件事情是生命，第二件事情是生命的主。
So the first thing is life, and the second thing is author of life.
第三件事情就是你们杀了那生命的主。
So the third thing is you killed the author of life.
第四件事情就是死里复活。
And the last thing is, but God raised him from the dead.
所以我们要从这不同的角度，我们来看。今天我们就看这一段的经文。
So let's look at the this passage in these four different areas.
首先我们要看就来讲的话，什么叫做生命
？So what is life?
什么是生命
？So what is life?
这个问题你如果没有很仔细去研究的话，你不知道它的深奥。
So that is actually a very deep question.
这个问题困扰我蛮久的。什么是生命？
And that is the same question that bothered me a lot in the past.
我查了字典。
So I look up the word in dictionary.
先看看我们的老祖宗怎么说。
So let's look at what the dictionary says.
拿了一本中文字典，很厚的。
That dictionary was pretty thick.
打开，什么叫做生命
？So that was a Chinese dictionary. Was what is life?
生命就是性命。
So life is like physical life.
句点。
Period.
什么是性命
？So what is physical life?
我再去找了，翻开来性，查到性以后，性命什么叫做性命？就是生命。
So in the
我就很 confused， 到底我们中国人怎么看生命
？So in the dictionary, the physical life is life. So
每一个人都知道生命，但是你要叫出什么是生命，我们就没有办法讲了。
So everybody have life, but we don't really know how to describe life.
很有趣的就是这件事情只有有生命的会去想。
And the funny thing is, this question is only being asked by a person who has life.
我们都有生命，但是什么是生命
？We all have life, but what is life?
当我再去查考的时候，我就发现说，哦，每行每业有不同的讲法。
So when I look deeper, there's many different explanation about life.
生物学家会告诉我们什么叫做生命。
So the biologist will tell us what is life.
他会说告诉你说这是一团有机的物质。
So that will tell you that it's a group of things that were made out of organic compounds.
他们能行新陈代谢。
So that group of things can have metabolism.
什么叫做新陈代谢
？What is metabolism?
就是外面的东西可以拿进来变成自己的，然后呢再从自己的地方再排出去，就是有交换。
So there's actually exchanges of matters.
不只是物质的交换，还有能量的交换哈。
So not only the exchange of matters, but also the exchange of energy.
他讲到这个一个生命有三样东西不能少。
So let's talk about there's three ingredients in life.
一个就是所谓这样子的交换，新陈代谢。
So the first thing is metabolism.
第二件事情呢，不能少的就是它要能够有回应对外界的刺激。
So the second thing is to respond to external stimuli.
好像有些小虫，那些显微镜下看的小虫，你碰触它的时候，它会缩的，它会退后，它会躲避。
Just like when you are touching a particular little insect or something, the little insect will withdraw.
然后我看到很多的植物呢，它们虽然没有在动，但是呢，它们都知道向阳光，地呢都会往水的地方去扎根，所以它们也懂得怎么运动。
So just like plant, the leaf will be facing towards the sunlight.And the root will go towards where the water is. So that is a response to external stimuli.
所以回应刺激有各种不同方式，像动物的话更多。如果狮子看到一只绵羊的话，它就被触动起来，它整个人就兴奋起来了。
Well, just like another example is when a lion sees a sheep, he gets really excited.
那表示是生命。
That means it's life.
如果哥哥跟弟弟两个，弟弟有一个糖果，哥哥看到想要去抢过来。把他抢过来了，然后呢，弟弟开始打哥哥，反击对外界的刺激反应，这叫做生命。
So just like when a sibling there is fighting over a little piece of candies, when the older sibling hits the younger one, and the younger ones kind of respond, that is life.
如果他病恹恹快死的话，他不会 care 那个糖果了。
So of course, if one is extremely sick, he wouldn't really care about that piece of candy.
所以这是第二件，第三件事情呢，就讲到他能够繁衍后代，一个生命的重要因素就是他能够繁衍 能够不断的有后代出来。
So the third ingredient is this one will have the capability of reproduction.
哦，这是对生物学的学家的来讲的一个定义。
So that is the definition of life according to biologists.
但这就是生命吗
？But is that life?
我们对生命的了解呢，越来越所谓的深入哈。
So as we have deeper understanding of the word life.
以前人很简单，什么叫做死亡？就是你的心脏停止了，不跳了，死了。
So in the past, the definition of when you are dead, that means your heart stopped beating.
但是现在的人呢，更进一步说，那不一定是死亡。
But nowadays, that does not automatically mean they are dead.
我们昨礼拜五晚上，我们大家在团契里面呢，我们看了一个电影。
So when you were here last Friday, 2 days ago,
他讲到一个连体婴，就是生出来两个头连在一起的 baby， 两个 baby， 但是头连在一起。
So we'll talk about this Simon's twin that like a joint at the head.
所以当要手术把他们分开的时候，怕他们流太多血。
So when the surgeon wanted to separate those two, there was a big concern about losing a lot of blood.
他们就做了一件事情，就是把两个 baby 的心脏把它弄停止了，不要跳 ，for 一个小时，让他们把那个所有的切割手续弄好了，然后呢？才把他的心脏 再刺激一下，心脏又跳起来，一个小时没有心跳。
So part of that procedure, they stop the heart beating for both twins, and so that they don't have a lot of blood that is coming out. After an hour, that they re-stimulate the heart.
后来讲到这个手术非常成功，因为他是这个医生是一个非常虔诚的基督徒，一直祷告。他讲到这是真实的故事。
And it was based on a true story that This particular surgeon was a Christian, so he was praying along the way.
所以当我们对生命越来越了解的时候，我们发现说科学家也发现了，他们以前认为的生命不是那么简单的。
So as a scientist look further into it, well, they realize that the original understanding of life is not as simple.
以前他们觉得说如果没有阳光、没有水的地方，或者是没有氧气的地方，就不会有生命了。
So in the past, they think that if there's no sunlight, there's no oxygen, or there's no water, they will not have any life.
直到几十年前，他们发现，在火山那个深海的火山口里面那个附近呢，发现了一些生物。这些生物呢，非常的强壮啊。
So until about several decades ago, they discovered a life form near the volcano under the sea.
因为那个地方非常的热。已经比沸水还要热，比非常的高的温度，而且那个地方是没有太阳的，但是就是有这些生物可以在那个地方继续的生长，烧都烧不死的。
And that particular life form living in an environment that is above the boiling water temperature, and there was no sunlight.
所以大家才开始对生命越来越广阔的一个认识。
So until then, the scientists have a broader interpretation of life.
所以一直到今天，大家对这个生命没有办法下一个定义。
So until today, there is no clear definition of life.
有的小朋友问说，如果一个飞碟，它天天吃金属，它天天吃不同的金属，然后它也会生小飞碟，它有没有生命
？So there's a question that if a UFO continuously gobbling up some piece of metal and was able to give birth to little UFO, does that mean a UFO has any life?
我想这个问题不是做牧师可以回答的。
That's not something I can answer.
但是我们圣经上怎么说呢
？But let's look at what the Bible says.
我们今天告诉我们生命，讲到他是生命的主。
That we talk about he's the author of life.
这个就值得我们再去研究了。他到底是生命的主，他是什么样的生命的主呢
？So that's that looks at what and who is this author of life.
然后我再发现。在圣经里面呢，讲到这个生命的主，特别在这个地方，其实它有很深奥的意思。
So that in the Bible, that this particular author of life has a very deep meaning.
讲到这个生命的主，特别在新译本里面，他把它翻译成生命的源头，它是一个生命的根源。
So in the new Chinese translation, that is talk about is the source of life.
也有的圣经把它翻译成是生命之源，好，它的那个是原始的那个源，或者说它是生命的开创者，生命之君，或者我们如果简单一点讲，生命之母。
Okay, so in other translation, we'll talk about he's the origin of life, or is the prince of life.
有的英文圣经版本直接把他说他是 the author of life， 他是生命的作者，原创作者。
So in the NIV here it says is author of life。
在诗篇三十六篇第九节那边有讲了一段啊、我觉得很好的一个注解。
So in Psalm 36:9，
他那边讲到说，因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。
So it says for with you is the fountain of life. In your light we will see light.
这就讲到它是一个生命的一个根源，一个源头，好像一个泉源一样。
So it's talking about the fountain of life.
所以呢，对比于好像在光里面呢，我们一定见到光。如果是一个大光这样照下来的时候，我们每一个人都会见到光。
So that when you are immersed in light, you will see light.
所以我们在生命的泉源里面，我们一定会感觉到生命，因为它是一个源头。
So that if we are in the fountain of life, we will feel life.
好像一个大河，好像一个泉源一样，不断的涌流出来，那样子的一个生命涌流出来。
Just like the original river is the fountain that you feel the abundance of flow coming out.
不只是丰盛的生命流出来，而且它的时间上来讲也是永不枯竭的，永远的生命，一直不断从亘古到永远，生命一直这样子流出来。
So this abundance of life is never ceasing, never ending.
然后谁碰到了这个生命，他就活起来；谁没有碰到这个生命，他就是死气沉沉。
So whoever touched this source of life, he will be alive.
这就是神的一个生命源头的那种状态。
So that is the source of life. That's the origin of life.
所以我们真的要说生命到底是什么呢
？So what is life?
如果是这样子一个 picture 的话，我们可以看见，其实生命很简单。就是神的荣耀彰显的一种形式而已。
So the life is a our appearance of the God's glory.
因为他是生命的源头，所以他就是生命。
So because he's the origin of life, therefore he is life.
所以看见的就是一个生命，然后呢，显明的也是生命，这就是他荣耀的本性里面、本相里面所散发出来的，就是生命。
So that's what you see is life, and that's appearance of life.
所以生命跟神的荣耀是分不开的，它是荣耀里面出来的一个生命的一个彰显。
So the life as well as the glory of God, it cannot be separated.
这是从它的本身来说，但从它的作为来讲，神不只是生命的主，而且他是生命的 author， 他是生命的开创造生命的那一位。
So not only he is the Lord of life, he is the author of life, he is the creator of life.
当我们打开圣经的时候，我们起初那个第一章第一节创世纪就讲到起初怎么样，神创造天地。
So in the Genesis it says in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
包含有形的，包含无形的，也包含活的、死的，就是没有生命的东西，它都物质造出来。然后呢，生命创造出来，它是生命的主，也是世界的创造主。
So that including everything that is on the earth, either is alive or not, he is the creator of everything.
所以呢，他创造这些生物，他也知道要预备一个环境，让所有的有生命的、有气息的这些活物呢，能够有一个美好的环境。所以呢，神创造天地的时候呢，花了6天的时间。你可以看到，他前三天都在预备环境。
So that during the 6 days of creations.That God knows that He needs to create the environments suitable for life.
第一天他就造了光，他说要有光就有了光，所以呢，光是我们一定需要的。
So in the first three days, He created the environment. He prepared the environment. So the first day, He created light.
第二天他讲说，诸水之间要有空气，好，空气以上的水跟空气以下的水要分开来，所以天上的水跟地下的水是分开的。
So it says a second, now the earth was formless and empty, and then that darkness hovers, and then you need to have separation between the water above and the water below.
然后呢，第三天呢，就讲到这个旱地呢，地露出来了，从水里面浮现出来。好，现在有人把它叫做造山运动，不过就是很简单，地出来了，而且呢，就 prepare 了一个环境给地上的生物可以居住。
So in the third day, that he gathered all the water that is underneath, and so the dry land appears.
所以我们有不同的菜蔬，有不同的树木，甚至到后面有鱼、有飞鸟、有昆虫，到最后有人出来了。
So in the subsequent days, that you have the vegetations, trees, animals, and then eventually humans.
当那个神造人，第一个造的叫亚当，所以造出这个人以后呢，他很做了一件很重要的事情，就是在他的鼻孔里面吹了一口气，吹下去，这个人就成了有灵的活人。
So after he formed Adam, out of the dust of the earth, he breathed, into Adam, and then he became a person, a live person with spirit.
所以当这口气没有吹下去的时候呢，那还是一团尘土，还是一团。或者是身躯肉体的一个躯体，但是没有生命。
So before that he breathed breathed into his nostrils, that he was just a body.
直到神吹了一口气进去的时候，把他生命的气息灌注在这个人的身上的时候，这个肉体就有了生命，好像这个大泉源，生命的泉源流出来，碰到了这个躯体，这个躯体活起来了，有神的生命在它里面。
So not until then that when God breathed into Adam that he was lifeless, and after that he has the life.
所以生命不是一个巧合，生命是一个设计，是神的尊贵荣耀形象的一个设计跟创造。
So life is not by coincidence; he is by life is by design.
我不知道大家会不会在外面或者从小的时候就听了很多进化论的一些事情。
So you probably learn the evolution when you're growing up.
讲到很多生命的怎么来的呢？就是一些的碰撞，一些几率，所以碰碰撞撞，经过很多的年日以后呢，就会有这个几率呢，生命就会跑出来了。
So the origin of life is basically a coincidence by probability.
当我们去发现，去我们去研究的时候，我们发现说，整个自然界，不管是生物，不管是动物，是这么的巧妙，里面的这所有的器官，所有的构造是这么的奇妙，我们其实是很难。用我们的信心去接受这样巧妙碰撞出来会这么的有秩序，这么的有智慧。
But if you look at the wonderful design of all creatures, it is very hard to believe it is pure by coincidence or by probability.
以至于我们不能够相信说这样子的一个奇妙怎么会是自己来的。
And therefore, it's very hard to believe that why is that coming, this particular creature is come by itself.
一定有一个特殊的设计在这个里面。
It got to come from a design instead of just by probability.
所以现在即使在科学界，他们也慢慢的在研究，它有一个 term 叫做 intelligent design， 就是智慧创造。他们也相信说，或许有一些智慧创造，只是我们不晓得这个智慧在哪里。
So in the scientific world now, that there's some discussion about intelligence design, but they just don't know where the source of intelligence comes.
但是圣经讲得很清楚，一开始就讲到起初神创造世界，创造天地。
But in the Bible, it was very clear that God created heaven and earth.
所以答案就已经写在圣经里面。
So the answer was actually in the Bible.
有时候我在那样子的一个逻辑里面，好像进化的一个逻辑里面的时候。
So and when I was thinking about it,
如果这个生命是一团的碰撞，一团的巧合几率出来的一个生命。
So if the life is only purely by coincidence or by probability.
基本上它是一团混沌，没有秩序，而且呢是应该没有什么意义的。
So basically, it should be a meaningless mess.
既然是没有意义的一个结果呢，为什么这样子的结果当中的人要来讨论我们生活、生命有什么意义
？So since it is all meaningless mess, then human, why would they even want to?Think about what is the meaning of life.
如果我们的生命是一团混沌，是没有秩序，而且是很 random 的话 ，That's it， 因为本来就是这样出来的，所以就应该是这样。
So if our life is coming from random coincidence or probability, then they should not have any meaning.
但是我们看见的都不是，每一个人都在寻求生命最高的一个表现，寻求生命的更高境界，寻求生命的意义。我们人都在这样想。
But all of us as a human being all think about what is the meaning of life.
应该生命是有意义的
，and therefore，
它的意义在哪里呢
？The life should have meaning, and what is the meaning？
我们这边有两个铜板
，and we have two coins there，
或者有两个 piece of metal somewhere。
Okay，
在
that's two。
Okay， 有人就揣在怀里，揣在他的pocket 里面。
So you put those two coins in the pocket。
然后他就天天走，天天走。
So you walk around every day。
然后这个人很长命，他一活了37亿年。
So this person has a very long life. That's about 3.7 billion years.
也就是说，这两个铜板他自己碰撞了37亿年。
So that means those two coins was hitting each other for 3.7 billion years.
突然之间，他们发现一件事情。
And all of a sudden, they found something.
我们怎么变成这样了？
And all of a sudden, they see that because those two coins become that.
哎，我们怎么这么妙？我们怎么有两个圈圈在一起？
So that's very interesting. Why does that two rings hook together?
这两个圈就开始响了。
And those two rings start thinking about.
我们两个圈在一起有什么意思吗？
And those two rings start thinking, why are we hooked together?
我们怎么是这样的？
How come we are?
我们原来是怎么样？
And what was us before?
我们这样子圈在一起要干什么？
And what was the meaning of us hooked together?
我们可不可以分开一下？
Is that possible for us to be separated?
我们为什么要分开呢？
And why are we separated?
我们还是合在一起吧。
So we.
我们有很多很多不同的想法，不同的 idea 对我们的生命。
And we.Just like we have a lot of different ideas in our life.
你说的也对，你说的也对。No standard, 没有任何的标准，没有任何的标准答案。
And there is no standard answer for what is life.
因为生命本来就是从混沌里出来，没有意义的。所以你要什么标准答案呢？
And therefore, because if the life is all coming from just meaningless mess, then why would you even want to answer?
直到有一天，有一个 ring, 他突然想到了。
And Until one day, when one of the rings thought about,
我怎么这么圆呢、啊、
？How is that? Why is that I'm so rounded?
一定是被造的，有人或者有一个神或者有一个被创造者把我做成这么漂亮。
And there got to be a creator of me that made me into such a round shape.
因为不管磨多少亿年，我不可能这么漂亮。
And it's because, regardless how much of coincidence I was.For how long I cannot be this pretty?
他就想到说，我的生命一定有个意义，我要去寻找，去寻找到底谁创造了我，我有什么意义吗
？So this ring was started thinking that since I was created, what is the meaning of me being created?
有一天，上帝显现了。
And one day God appeared to this ring.
给他一个答案。
And give him a answer.
你的答案呢？你的 ring 呢？你是要这样用的。
And just to give him answer that because you need to your life, the purpose of your life is to hold the keys.
生命的意义呢，就是把许多的钥匙串在一起，好让这个 Creator 呢，他不用天天散在一地。
And your life, your purpose in life is just to put all those keys together.
他就懂了哦，我为什么要做成圆的？我为什么要是圆的？
And the ring will suddenly realize that why he was created rounded.
我为什么可以打开东西可以塞进去有意义
And why was it being able to be open and put the keys in?
所以当神造人的时候，他把人一切需要的东西就放在我们的身上。
And so when God created human, he put everything that we need.
我们会发现这个生命太奇妙，太复杂，复杂到我们人是没有办法理解的。
And we're going to find that this life is so complicated that it's beyond our comprehension.
我们科学家花了许许多多的时间，总算到今天，总算把我们人类的 DNA 弄清楚了。
So after many many years, and the scientists finally put the DNA sequence together.
他告诉我们说，整个 DNA 我们有三十亿个 DNA， 三十亿个碱基。
So in the human body, there's 3 billion DNA.
一个简单的一个细菌的话，它也有几百万个。
So even a simple bacteria, it has a few million DNA.
三十亿个，你要数的话，要数多久嘞
？So 3 billion DNAs. How long would it take you to count those DNA?
你如果出生的时候你就开始数这三十亿个 DNA， 一秒钟数一个，一二三四这样数的话。
So even if you start counting.The DNA you have in your body once a second, starting when you're born.
你刚刚出生的时候开始数，数到你死的时候刚好开。如果你够长命的话，你刚好数完。
And then if you live long enough, you will just finish counting up all those 3 billion DNA.
太复杂了，但是搞清楚 DNA， 那基因在哪里
？So that's DNA. What about genes?
一大片的 DNA 合成。它的功用互相运作以后会成为一段的基因。
So many DNAs combined together in particular sequence will become a gene.
怎么去知道这一段的 DNA 是这个基因？到现在还是很多很多的未知。
So why is certain DNA in a particular genes we don't know yet?
生命太复杂。
It's very complicated.
生命的主更是高妙，高深的知识更是奇妙。
So the author of life is even above that.
我们知道神这样创造的话，他不会就造一个东西让它没有意义，摆在那个地方。每一个生命创造出来都有意义的。
So we know that God will not create anything without any meaning.
在我前几天我收到一个 email， 就看见在台湾有一个人，他专门做那个濒临死亡的服务。
So I received an email a few days ago that talk about a person who is serving those people who are terminally ill.
或者就是照顾植物人这些，他花了很多很多的代价去照顾这些植物人，有什么意义吗？
Or serving the person who is already paralyzed become vegetable.
任何的生命都有意义，所以照顾生命本身就是一个非常有意义的事情。
So you start thinking that what kind of service is there any meaning in there?
好像当初在 Mother Teresa， 她的工作就是这样，她不愿意见到一个死的人是死在路上面，没有人去照顾。
Just like when Mother Teresa, that her service at that time.She did not want to see any people who is living on the side of the
street. 所以他的工作很简单，就是当有人贫穷的人他死的时候，他希望他躺在一个温暖的怀抱里面死去，告诉他们说我们爱你。
And basically, one of her service is to for those people who is about to die that he or she will be able to die in comfort.
如果生命没有意义的话，这样子的生命我们根本不用去照顾他，因为他们没有什么价值。
Now, if there is no meaning in life, then there is no real needs to take care of that.
但是如果一个生命是神赋予的，是神荣耀的一个手段的话，是神荣耀的作为的话，我们就要尊重生命，而且我们要看重生命，我们就要去照顾每一个生命，不管他的状况光景如何。
So that because every meaning have life, then we need to place specific attention to every single life, regardless of the status.
上帝不会造了一个生命就让他等候死亡，这就是他的结局，不是这样。
So it's not God's meaning, it's not God's ways to create a life without any meaning and waiting for the death.
在以赛亚书四十三章讲得很清楚，他为什么要创造我们人类？因为他要创造我们的人类来彰显他荣耀的形象，而且要述说他的一切的德性、美德。
So in Isaiah 43, that the reason he created life is to glorify his power and his glory.
所以当我们离开了这一位生命的主以后，我们的生命就顿时之间没有任何的意义了。
So once when we leave this the founder of life, that or author of life, then our life become meaningless.
因为我们离弃了这个生命的根源，所以我们就面临死亡的时候，我们一点都不知道我们要怎么办。
So that if we are apart from God, then we have no idea what to do in life.
到一个地步呢，甚至我们开始对当时的人，当时的犹太人，甚至开始要杀害这一个所谓的弥赛亚耶稣。
So when the Jewish at that time want to kill the author of life, Jesus.
不晓得这是一个生命的主。
They didn't know that is the source of life.
所以圣经上告诉我们，历史上也是这样讲。当犹太人呢，后来就这个等于是强逼当时的比拉多，巡抚比拉多，最后呢交在罗马兵丁的手下，被钉死在十字架上。
So the Jews at that time was forcing the Pontius Pilate to give the Jesus to Roman soldiers.
我们天天听这个故事。
And we hear that story all the time.
感谢主，因为这个故事没有停在这里，因为耶稣基督他的终点不是坟墓。
So praise the Lord that after the story did not end after he was crucified.
当他死了以后，第三天他从死里复活。
After 3 days, he arose from the dead.
而且呢，显现给门徒看，有四十天之久。
And he showed himself to the disciples for 40 days.
最后升到天上，到今天坐在神右手的父神的右手边。
Then he ascended to heaven, sitting on the right hand side of God.
这就是一个生命的一个彰显，一个生命的一个突破死亡的一个历程。
And that is the way that Jesus conquered death.
他是生命的主，自然不能被生命所捆绑。
Because he is the author or the Lord of life, of course he cannot be bound by life.
当我看到我们再回到刚才那个经文好吗？当我看到在对不起，使徒行三章十五节，对。好，讲到第三件事情啊，我们讲了生命，我们讲到他是生命的主，我们再讲到他，你们杀了那生命的主。
So is that you killed the author of life?
弟兄姐妹，你要不要再念一次？你们杀了那生命的主。可以了，我们就念到这。你们杀了那生命的主，有没有语病啊？
So is anything
是 logical 的一个表述吗？李白有一首诗叫做"抽刀断水"，怎样？水更流。
So there was a famous poem in the Tang Dynasty that if you want to use your knife to cut the source of water, but the water keep coming.
就讲到神是一个生命的一个泉源，是一个生命的大河涌流的时候，你拿一把小小的刀在里面切切切，想把它切断。这边就是这样子告诉我们，你们杀了那个生命的主，好像你们杀掉他了。
Yeah, so in this passage it says you kill the author of life, just like you are using a little knife trying to cut the fountain or the source of the river.
难道就这样子完了吗？
Then is that it?
哦不，因为当这个小刀砍下去的时候，好像生命的那个力量更让我们看见这个力量的那个浑厚，你是没有把它挡住的。东西下去以后，可能激起更多的那个浪花，就让我们看见说，这个涌流的力量是这么的大，根本是抵挡不住的。它就是生命。
Yeah, but the source of life is like water, the river that coming out, right? When you're trying to cut it, that the force that is behind it is even greater.
但是我们现在就回来说，哎，奇怪了，那为什么？耶稣基督要死呢？
So then you should start ask the questions why that Jesus Christ should die for us.
整个都是神的一个安排，因为耶稣基督的救恩为的是我们，我们是他的心上人，他要拯救我们这一群要得救的人。
And it's all because it was God's design that the purpose was to save all who believe in him.
当我们想象他是一个创造天地的一个神。
So when we think about he was the God who created heaven and earth.
现在变成一个人，而且被人钉在十字架上。
And now he became a man and he was crucified on the cross.
这实在不很合逻辑。
And that was not very logical.
但是上帝就是这样在计划。
But that was the plan of God.
因为他知道不这样做的话，人没有办法挽救回来。
And because he knows that he could not get the reconcile with the sinner like us unless he made Jesus crucified.
所以当耶稣基督他是神，他来到世上的时候，他穿上了人的衣服，穿上了人性。
So when Jesus Christ came on the earth, that he has to become man.
他是一个百分之百的一个神，但是成了一个百分之百的人。
He was 100% God, but he also 100%
站在人的地位上，他来经历死亡，经历痛苦，然后呢，经历复活。
So he has to suffer death, but also he is also experienced resurrection.
为的就是我们每一个人。
And it's because of us.
因为只有一个人可以换一个人。
It's because there is only one, because a person can exchange for a person.
所以他来到这个世上，为的是成就我们每一个人的救恩，能够我们永远能够得到一个生命。
And so he came to earth as man, so that we could have abundance in life and eternal life.
后面我们就讲到第四样事情，就讲到说他从死里复活了。
So that on the fourth thing, he says God raised him from the dead.
在耶稣基督死前，实际上他已经讲了好多次啊，人只要被交在这个长老和祭司长的手里，被杀，第三日要复活。
So before his resurrection, he foretold his death and resurrection many times to his disciples.
甚至在一千年前大卫写诗的时候也是已经预言，也是这样在讲。
Even that the song made by David was describing that.
使徒行传第二章三十节讲到，论到基督复活，大卫说什么？他的灵魂必不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
So, okay. So that his life will not be abandoned.
所以他是一个复活的主，他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他会下到阴间，但是他不撇在阴间，他也不会朽坏，意思说是一个永远的生命，会经历一个死亡，但是是永远的生命，复活的生命。一千年前已经说了。
So even that he said that his spirit will not seeing there was ahead, he spoke of his resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay.
所以当耶稣基督他预言说他第三天要复活，他会死，第三天要复活的时候。
So when he was foretelling that on the third day that he will come alive.
这些祭司长跟长老，他们跑来找这个比拉多，找这个巡抚来讲话了。
And all those the rulers of the Jews came to Pilate again.
他说我们要小心啊，因为这个人呢，他曾经讲过第三天他要复活。
And of course, he told Pilate that this person spoke about his resurrection after 3 days.
所以你要吩咐人把这个坟墓呢，把它把守的很好，很妥当，看好。免得呢，他的门徒来把他的尸体偷走以后呢，就到处说他复活了。
So you have to guard the tomb securely, otherwise his disciple will come and steal the body and say that he was resurrected.
实际上，当耶稣基督复活在他们面前，跟在使徒们面前的时候，每一个人都吓得半死。
So in truth is when Jesus showed himself before disciple, everyone was astonished.
他看到是鬼还是魂还是什么东西，不知道。就不敢相信。
They weren't sure that it was just a ghost or something else, so they could not believe that.
尽管耶稣基督已经讲了不止一次，第三日他复活，但是门徒们就是没有 get it, 没有办法了解他在讲什么。
Even though Jesus foretold about his resurrection many times to the disciple wouldn't believe when it happened.
有一次他叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And there was one time that he called Lazarus out of death.
在那个地方他特别对他所爱的马大他讲他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
So that when he was talking in that he was talking to Martha that the life is in me so whoever believe in me even though he's dead he will be alive
讲到复活在我生命也在我讲到一个复好像他是一个全权的一个主都是他决定
So that he's talking about he's the author of life, that either life or death is in his power.
这句话原来真正的意思呢，还有一个更深奥的意思，就是我是生命，我是复活。原来的意思就是这样 ，I am the life, I am the resurrection.
So Jesus said to her, I am resurrection and life.
所以他是生命，好像一个永流的生命一样，你没有办法来 against 他。
So he's life. There is just abundance of life. There is nothing you can be against.
他讲的第二句话就是“我是复活”，就是当这个生命即使是暂时的被终止了，但是他要复活起来，这个复活的能力也没有办法被终止，也没有办法来 against 他。
So he says, "He who believes in me will live, even though he's dead." So there is nothing you can do against that the life.
好像那个生命的全源涌流出来一样，复活的这个事实、复活的能力也是一样，这样涌流出来，你没有办法阻止的。
So there's nothing you can do to go against the fountain of life or the abundance of life coming out.
所以当初使徒们他们在传福音的时候，他们只有一个 message.
So when the disciple and when they were proclaiming gospel, there was only one message.
这耶稣神已经叫他从死里复活了，我们今天都为这事做见证。
So this Jesus, that even though he was dead, God raised him from the dead, and we are the witness of them.
所以这句话是使徒们当时传福音的，等于是他们的 slogan。
So that's the slogan of the disciple when they were proclaiming gospel。
你们可以看见，在《使徒行传》一开始的时候，好多篇的讲道。如果我们细查，像彼得的讲道，连续讲了五篇，好，讲了在不同的场合的，他就做为神做见证。每一次做见证，他的中心信息就是这样：你们杀了那个生命的主，但神已经叫他从死里复活。我们今天就是为这件事情做见证。
So in the book of Acts, that when Peter was preaching, in many occasions, that the central theme is Jesus was dead, but he came alive because of resurrection.
哦，他讲的这个复活不是像当初拉撒路从死里复活，因为拉撒路从死里复活那是人的复活，复活以后好像不死了，但是呢，有一天拉撒路还是死掉了。
So it was not the Lazarus coming back from dead is different because that after Lazarus, after even though he was called back alive, he was eventually die.
如果我们的主只能够让我们死里再复活过来，然后呢，有一天还是要死的话，这个复活不值得让我们这么兴奋。
And so if our Jesus can only make us alive for a short period of time, that we will eventually die, there is nothing to be excited about.
但是耶稣基督所讲的复活是永远活着，而且永远不死的这种复活的生命。
When the life that Jesus was talking about is the eternal life, that is a life that will never die.
这种生命是死不能够再拘禁，因为当耶稣基督复活的时候，有两件事情发生。
And that's because when Jesus came alive, there was two things that happened.
第一件事情，他宣告死亡，好像那个抽刀断水的小小刀一样，你没有权势在我的面前。
So the first thing is he's proclaiming that death have absolutely no power.
所以我们刚刚唱诗歌也是讲到死啊，你的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？都已经被消灭了。
So he was talking about death. Where's your victory and where's your sting?
死跟罪这些东西就是残累我们的，但是呢，今天靠着神，我们可以说这些东西已经过去了。
Both death and sins are the one that was dragging us down, but that with God that we can overcome all this.
第二件事情就是耶稣基督做了一个活生生的示范。
And so the second thing is, Jesus was a real life example.
他不只宣告死亡过去，而且他活给我们看。
So not only he proclaimed that death have no power over him.But he is a living as an example for us.
他活出一个生命，是一个活活生生灵体的一个生命。
And that the life is something that is we can see in front of us.
我们有一天都要像他一样。
And we will be like just like him one day.
所以圣经上面讲到，他是那出熟的果子，碎了之人出熟的那个果子。
So the Bible describes him as like a firstborn.As the first ripe of the fruit.
The first fruit of the dead. 所以就是一个死了的人呢，他是一个出熟的一个果子。所以他是一个 demonstration.
So that was the demonstration of life.
有一次我去滑雪。
So I was skiing one time.
刚到美国的时候。
I was new to US.
老师就带我们几个人就在那边滑。
So we were following the instructor.
他就滑，他从这个上面呢滑那个坡呢，滑到那边呢，哎，他怎么会这样转弯？他说 demonstration.
So he was demonstrate how to make a turn.
奇怪，我们很挣扎的站定了不动了，他居然这样下去还可以转弯，我就很羡慕。
And it was I was very envious of the instructor can just turn it with ease.
我问隔壁什么叫 demonstration.
So I was asking.
刚来美国英文也不好。
So I was asking the person running next to me, what is demonstration?
很简单，他做的我们也要做。
And the response is, whatever that person does, we have to do.
我们挣扎奋斗了一个早上以后，每一个人终于也会这样。
So after one morning, we were able to make a turn as well.
下午老师说我们就要做 lift, 我们要上山。
And in the afternoon, that the instructor said, well, now you have to take the chairlift.
我们说我们挣扎的好不容易可以稍微转一下，现在要上山。
And we were saying that now we have to go up.
老师带我们上了山。
And we took the chairlift.
Demonstration.
Demonstration again.
就下去了。
And it just came off the chairlift very easily.
滑过雪的人都知道那是最尴尬的时候。
And well, for those you like to ski, that you know that's
你知道你要下去又不敢，你很尴尬的。然后旁边的人就咻咻咻。
And you know that was the most embarrassing place that it is difficult for you especially newcomers.
最后我们几个人居然慢慢的也下去了，跌跌撞撞也下去了。
And of course, a few of us finally get off the chairlift.
什么是 demonstration?
What is demonstration?
示范，他能做，我也要能做，这叫做 demonstration. 我就懂了。
Demonstration is what he can do. We should be able to do.
所以当耶稣基督他复活的时候，他讲到这是一个 demonstration， 因为我要做的事，你们要做更大的。
So Jesus said, "This is a demonstration. Whatever you do, you will be able to do as well."
所以两千年前，耶稣基督已经复活了，像是一个复活的灵体，不受物质的捆绑，是一个很奇妙的一个荣耀的一个身体。
So 2,000 years ago, Jesus was resurrected, and that was a glorified body.
如果我他是一个 demonstration， 意思就是说，我们每一个人有一天就要像他一样。
So one day we'll be like just like him in the future。
我就觉得非常的兴奋，我就觉得非常的有盼望。
And so I was very, I have a lot of hope。
因为按照我们每一个人的外体呢，我们会不停的一直走向衰败，不停的走向死亡，不停的越来越难看。没有女生说我越来越漂亮的，都是越来越有气质。
So that for physical body, you'll just go to decay as age goes by.
然后我们看到，哎呀，我们头发也开始白了。
And you can see that white hair start coming out.
可是我们有个盼望。
But we have hope.
因为耶稣基督做了那个 demonstration.
Because Jesus Christ did the demonstration.
我们每一个人有一天都要有一个漂亮的身体。
So every one of us will have a glorified body.
因此，这是我们在今天在这个经文上面我们可以看到的复活的一个盼望。
So that's something we can see out of today's scriptures. We have hope in the future.
这就是门徒的信息，耶稣基督已经复活了。
And that is the message of the disciple that Jesus.
我们有一天都要跟他一样，都要复活。
Jesus is alive, and one day we'll be just like him.
当我们面对这个事实的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们真的就没有任何的忧虑了，或者任何的好像劳苦愁烦，让我们值得。好像把我们捆绑。
So when we are facing this fact that we'll be able to be resurrected in the future, that we should not be have a lot of worry for life right now.
因为连死的问题，我们都已经知道它的结局是什么，它的荣耀在哪里。
Because we already know what is the final answer of death.
所以呢，我们在神面前是一个蒙恩的人，因为看见他是复活的主，他是生命的主。我们今天也成为一个复活有生命的盼望的人。
So we are all very blessed as a believer that we are having a life that will be resurrected in the future.
愿这位生命的主今天就能够成为你的主，也成为我的主。
So may this resurrected Lord be your Lord and my Lord.
让我们知道我们的生命是充满了盼望。
And that let us all know that all our life is full of hope.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，因为你的爱临到我们，让我们看见。你创造我们，你爱我们，你也保守我们，你更带领我们，也能够在每一天的生活里面来经历你的荣耀，经历你复活的大能，你也帮助我们能够不管在任何的愁苦当中，主啊，你让我们想到一件事，你在天上掌权，而且你是复活的主，即使我们面临是人生最难的一个状况，我们面对死亡的时候，我们知道那也不是一个结局，而是一个荣耀的开始。求主来帮助我们，让我们在复活节的里面，我们就领受这个复活的生命，我们就领受这个复活的喜乐，知道你在天上常用笑脸来帮助我们，让我们在地上每一天就充满了是你给我们的能力，充满了是你给我们的平安，充满了是你给我们的喜乐。我们把一切荣耀颂赞都归给你，谢谢主，靠耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。我们来唱诗歌，主在幕中安我，这是很传统但是很棒的一首诗歌。
从坟墓里复活，胜过一切仇敌与罪恶。主复活是战胜那黑暗死亡，从此直到永远同神徒作王。主复活，主复活，哈利路亚，主复活。主在墓中安卧，耶稣我救主，等待生日复活，耶稣我主。主从坟墓里复活，胜过一切仇敌与罪恶。主复活是战胜那黑暗死亡，从此直到永远同神徒作王。主复活，主复活，哈利路亚，主复活。我们前唱第二节，不然耶稣我救主，不有是有是空缺，耶稣我主。从坟墓里复活，胜过一切仇敌与罪恶。主复活是战胜了黑暗死亡，从此直到永远同神徒作王。主复活，主复活，哈利路亚，主复活。
第三节来，
死却困住不成，耶稣我救主，已被主得胜，耶稣我主。主从坟墓里复活，胜过一切仇敌与罪恶。主复活是战 战胜了黑暗死亡，从此直到永远都神徒作王。祝福花，祝福花，哈利路亚，祝福花。副歌再来，祝从坟墓里复活，胜过一切仇敌与罪恶。祝福花是战胜了黑暗死亡，从此直到永远都神徒作王。祝福花，祝福花，哈利路亚，祝福花。
阿们，让我们来领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿
天宇有些。